Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide. Where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out freddiedangelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, freddiedangelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today at Union Barbershop with Wes Hoffman.
What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Great, man. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. This is exciting stuff. We got some new music coming out. We got all kinds of fun things happening. And I thought this would be cool to get back together again. We did one not too long ago with the band, Why Not.
So, yeah.
That was fun to get to kind of talk about that project. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of dive a little deeper into what you do more personally, and then of course the solo music now coming out and all this. So yeah, man, thanks for coming back on the show.
Absolutely, yeah, man. I'm excited to do it, and I think what you do, you do a great job of serving the community and talking to different people in music and stuff like that. And you know, we need somebody who's sharing these stories with people. So thank you for doing what
you
do.
Man, I appreciate that. Yeah, man, I'm, you know, I say it a lot, but I'm having the time of my life doing the show, man. It's like, it's been awesome, meeting all kinds of cool people all over the city, and it's just been great, man. Getting to share the music, getting to share the stories, and yeah.
I'm probably making a lot of friends too.
For sure, definitely. Yeah. I mean, and that's like, it's crazy to think like what you know, people I met maybe a year ago or whatever, you know, and now some of my best friends and things like that. Like, it's just, it's really a cool thing. And it all, because of our love of music together and stuff like this, we all come together. And it's really neat to just meet people and become best friends with them and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, even us, we met through music and podcasting and stuff. So, so it's been really, really cool to continue to, you know, to develop a friendship out of all this stuff too. So.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's cool how things just kind of, I mean, and this is just even like something that I attribute to my life too, and kind of practices. You never realize how one little thing that you do stems to more things that you do. You know, one little bitty thing, just one decision that you make to do a podcast, and you do one, and then you do multiple, and then you get to know more people, and you build this huge network of people that want to help you, and yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I also go to a lot of live music, a lot of concerts, and I think that's been a big part of it too for me personally. I used to try to get friends to go, and you know, maybe a friend couldn't go, I'd cancel and stuff like that. And it kind of one day it all clicked. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm not gonna let somebody else stop me from having a good time. So I started going. I started just buying one concert ticket to all the shows and going by myself. And that forced me into talking to people at shows and getting to meet other people there. In between bands or whatever, I'd start talking to people around me and say hey. And I met a lot of people there at shows. And of course, once you start meeting them and then you start going to other shows, you start running into a lot of the same people at a lot of the same concerts and stuff. But I always found it really easy to start talking to people because you're already at the same concert. You already love the same music and stuff. So
yeah.
So I started meeting a lot of people that way too.
That's so true, man. That's such a, you're there for the same show. So you already automatically have something in common, you know, and I attribute this to networking too. You know, I mean, I used to host networking events, and it's like, if we're all here in the same place, like we obviously have something in common. We're in the same place,
exactly, yeah.
You know, and especially with music, it even goes a level deeper. It's you like the same music if you're there. So why not talk to these people? And, maybe not everybody's as extroverted as you or I, right. But, I've made some awesome friends that way through way, way back, going back to probably the early 2000s, late 90s, when I started playing shows and when I was a teenager here, that so many people that I met from back then that I'm still friends with now. So
yeah,
it's really cool. And now I even go, I go to shows all over the country. I'll go to Dallas or Chicago or Kansas City and Atlanta, see a show, go to a music festival or something like that. And everybody there, I love, that's one thing I love about music, is that it brings people together.
For sure, man. Yeah, man. It's really, really some powerful stuff there. I mentioned opening the show, you do have a new record coming out. And you retitled this Positive Punk.
Yeah. So Positive Punk is kind of, it's, honestly, I feel like it's going to be the name of the album. It's Wes Hoffman. It's just under my name. Positive Punk is also, it's the name of the album, but also the style of music. And then also I feel like those two things are really a description of who I am. You know, I'm super positive. I always try to look at the bright side. I've always been that way. Maybe not always been that way. I mean, I get negative too, and I let things bring me down, but I try to stay positive for most of the time and look at the silver lining. And then punk, I've always just been the kind of person that, like, when I first heard punk rock when I was probably 13 years old, it really resonated with me. And then I saw these people with tattoos and mohawks and stuff. And I grew up in a really small town. This was way before the internet was really like prominent. So I'd see, I'd get CDs and see people with tattoos and stuff. And I'm like, man, these people are like really living differently and kind of marching to the beat of their own drum, and that's how I've always tried to be. That's how I want to be, is just the kind of person that goes against the grain a little bit, that doesn't conform, and just be an individual and think for myself. So Positive Punk is what it is. And
you'll have the record's about ready, and you'll have a release party coming up on March 22nd at Pat Conley Tavern.
Yeah.
And you're bringing along some friends and Right Quick to play with you.
Yes. So I actually, the record won't quite be ready by the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
But I've got two songs out that we'll hear on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
I've got two songs out now, and I'm working on getting the rest of the record out. So the original plan was to have the record out by the 22nd, but it's just going to take a little bit longer.
Sure. Yeah.
And so yeah, I've got Right Quick. Those are good friends of mine. Dylan Seifert is one of my best friends. He plays drums and sings in that band. And in a weird way, he's kind of the front man of that band, even though he's behind the drum set.
Yeah.
They, and I've been watching them play shows now for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years. So they're going to be playing, and then I'm going to be playing songs from this record. So 6 songs with a couple of covers thrown in. And yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. Pat Connolly Tavern, good friends of mine, Kate Gilliam, she's I guess kind of the marketing and event manager there. And then Urban Chestnut, which Kate's also connected with them too, they're going to be sponsoring. And Tracy Hutton, who did my little caricature logo illustration, he's going to have a bunch of art on the walls that's going to like, so it'll kind of create a little bit more of like a punk aesthetic, punk vibe and stuff like that. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I just want it to be a time where everybody can come and just have a really fun time, drink some beer, make some friends, hang out with some people that they know, meet some new people, and just have it be a fun, positive time.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, the artwork's great. Like, I think it's a really cool feeling, man. I got, when we first started this show, when we met my buddy Chris, Chris had a friend who was a illustrator and all the stuff, and made these little comic characters of us, and
oh,
we
yeah. use
as our logo, and it's just, it's really it's really a cool thing to kind of to become a cartoon character like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. And when I put that out, everybody was kind of, I've had people come up to me and they'd be like, oh my god, positive punk, that image is like so you and who you are. And so I thought that was pretty cool.
So shout out to Tracy, that's really a great design. And and I think it'd be cool for the album cover and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely.
$5 will get you in over at Pat Connolly Tavern. Music, or doors at 6:30, music 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out and celebrate with us. And hopefully, you know, yeah, that's it. Come on and listen to some new tunes, and hopefully we'll get this record together soon. And
yeah. Yeah, so how the whole thing kind of started with the record, I wanted to give a shout out before we go too deep into it, is... because you mentioned that my band Why Not, that I, with Brandon and Corey, that I have, you know, we were playing and doing that project, and I had a friend, Justin Untrese, who couldn't be here today, but he is recording everything for me and also playing drums in the band with my best friend Jacob, who's playing bass too. So he's the one that's like recording everything under his company, his brand Train Set Club. So it's really been, this is cool because it's really been just like a celebration of all my friends are involved in this project. I mean, it's called Wes Hoffman, but there's so many other people that are involved in it than just me, you know? Right. And Justin has really been the one, a driving force behind helping get everything recorded. And now we're practicing every week without fail. And it's been a weird process too. When I was younger, you would write all these songs and play a bunch of shows, and then you would maybe raise the money through however many shows you played to go record. And now, you know, I linked up with Justin, and we've recorded all these songs. We've got like 4 or 5 recorded that are just like rough drafts. But it's weird because we had all these songs, especially those first two, and we'd never played them as a band together. So like, it was really weird after. To do it kind of the opposite way that I'd done it before, so
yeah. I have these friends, and you know, and they actually, when they recorded the record, they used like some digital drum stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So then,
yeah.
Like when they finished the record, they had to learn how to play the drum parts.
Because they
didn't, you know, they were all fit, you know, like said, digitally. So it's kind of the same, a similar kind of thing. Like you have to go and learn how to play these songs now. Like.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Justin Map, I mean, he plays a bunch of instruments, and he kind of like mapped out the drums just on digitally, and I played bass and guitar and did the vocals and everything to it. And so drums were the last thing that we did. Where when you record live, drums are usually the first thing that you do, and you can overdub everything and redo everything. So it's kind of interesting. Also, like, more credit to him mapping out those drum parts. He kind of already knew what they were, so all he had to do was sit down and play them, you know. Sure. It's been a cool process. It's been really fun, and I've always wanted to do something like this. When I was younger, I played in bands all growing up since I was probably about 17, and played at the Creepy Crawl, played Sally T's, played different places all around town, the High Point. And I had always been kind of like the front man of the band, and I thought, well, you know, it would be cool to someday, I had just held this thought in the back of my mind for a long time, that it would be cool to just do something where I kind of wrote all the parts, not in like an ego way, I just felt like it would be a good challenge, you know. And when Justin hit me up, I was like, oh wow, like here's kind of my chance, and I wasn't even really asking for it, it kind of presented itself. So I think it's cool when things just kind of fall into your lap like that. I feel like there's some kind of cosmic force out there that's like giving you the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes and what happens with it, all of it. Was there like any like certain thing that pushed you towards the? I mean, I know you said you kind of your life. You always kind of try to be positive, but like, was there a real focus like to writing these more of a positive centric songs and stuff? I mean, like, or is that just naturally who you are?
Yeah, I that's a great question. I definitely think there was. I've always just loved pop punk music. I love the band MXPX, Lagwagon, NoFX, Newfound Glory, Blink 182. I mean, just every strung out. A lot of old punk was what I really liked, and we were doing similar things with Why Not. But I thought, man, I had just been going down to our studio at Encapsulated and playing these little punky riffs, and that's just kind of what naturally comes out for me when I sit down and write some of that stuff. So when the opportunity presented itself, I did take more of a focus on wanting to be more positive. You know, we were talking about before this, the band Tonight Alive, you know, and whether or not you like their music, their lyrics are definitely more focused on self-improvement, introspection, maybe some cosmic forces that are out there that that their singer Jenna McDougall, that she believes in, and I kind of wanted to incorporate some of that stuff too, or just personal growth type things that I was going through, because punk rock isn't always known for being the most positive. There's definitely a lot of bands out there. MXPX is one of them. Face to Face is another one that kind of embodied that more positive or like introspective, thought-provoking type lyrics. But I felt like, you know, maybe that I could use this as a platform, if, you know, if I'm a positive person, to share this music and just kind of this vibration with other people of, hey, you know, like listen to this music. Maybe it'll like spark something, you know, just kind of the idea of short, catchy songs that like by the end of them you would be singing the chorus, you know, you'd be able to know the chorus and it would be something happy and fun. Because I do believe that the more positive things that you put in, you know, if you keep telling yourself you can do this, and then other people start telling you, and I've seen this with my business and Treehouse and stuff like that, where more people are like telling you, there's a little bit of validation, oh hey, you're doing a great job, I see what you're doing awesome. The more that you tell people that, and that you put those thoughts in your mind, these affirmations of like, I am being successful, I'm making this happen, the more that those things start to just happen in reality, you know. And I'm sure you've probably seen some of a similar thing with your podcast, you know, when sure. People come up to you and they're like, hey man, this is awesome, it's cool that you're doing what you're doing. It keeps you in a positive light, and you know, maybe when you're feeling a little bit down, like nobody's listening, you remember that, or somebody hits you up and says, oh, yeah, hey man, I heard your podcast with Welcome Home or sure. PJ Kennedy. And, yeah. And, you know, it makes you kind of feel like, oh, okay, cool. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely, been down about it at times where you're like, why am I even doing this? But then all of a sudden, like, yeah, you get that somebody reassures you that you're doing something right. And, you know, it's what you needed to kick yourself in, you know, in the ass again and get moving. And
yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, I do. So, yeah, I have been down, but I do try to carry myself rather positively, you know, just like you're saying. And like, and I feel like, you know, just, you know, even that, like, more people are going to be attracted to that and,
yes,
and be surrounded by that and stuff. So
absolutely,
you know,
and the people that aren't, they won't be, you know what I mean? Like the people that would be, it's like when you're a positive light, the negative people kind of go away because they're not attracted to what you're putting out. You know what I mean? they might have a spark of positivity and they might gravitate to you a little bit, but like, I see a lot of times people will that are trying to be more positive in life, they'll maybe reach out to me or they'll post something or say something that's like, oh man, you know, I appreciate that you do what you do because I have a hard time being positive and like I want more of that in my life, you know. So yeah, we're all being like a light to somebody, you know. You can make a decision what, you know, we influence each other in every action interaction that we have with a person influences them in some way, and it can be positive or negative, and it's up to us to figure out what we want that to be. And me personally, I want to just be a light for people. I want to and sometimes that wears on me too, because you know, it's a little overwhelming, you know, and I'm thankful for this, but like sometimes there's all these people to help or everybody's reaching out and I'm like, oh my God, how am I gonna, like, I don't know if I can help everybody, but I can. Yeah. You know, or I try to, I'll do my best too. So
yeah, man, exactly. Well, we said you do have Follow Your Heart. You released Valentine's, right?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Yeah.
So that's available now on Spotify and stuff.
And Bandcamp and iTunes, I think, too. Okay. Yeah.
So you can go and purchase that and hold you over till the rest of the record's ready to go. But you can hear it here today on the show. And anything you want to release around this song or share around this song?
Do you know what? This was just kind of one that popped into my head. I was driving, I live on the Illinois side. I was driving over to Edwardsville and literally it just, the melody at the end, that, whoa, follow your heart, just popped into my head one day.
Yeah.
And so I went home and I just started playing the guitar to it and built a song around it.
I have a side, like, you know, it's just a great sing-along, obviously, that chorus. But, yeah, I don't know what the science is behind it at all, like, why that, you know, O's and, you know, A's and all that, whatever, the different things, like, all the but at a live show, that sing-along moment, I mean, it's been going on for 50s, 60s, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Long time, yeah. Yeah, music, that sing back like that for the crowd and the band and everything, like, but there's something about that that makes it like super catchy and usually makes it a hit, you know, whether it's with the fans or on the radio. But seems like there's so many of those songs have, or so many hits have that little sing along like that. And I don't know, do you know anything about that, like
I don't know anything about the science behind it, but that's something that I've always loved in music that I listen to, and
right.
yeah, I'm hoping that that was something that I wanted to do with these songs, is these two songs that you'll hear today too, and at the show, is pretty much every song has a whoa, whoa, or a hey, hey, or an ah, ah.
Right, yeah. But I mean, it works, though. I don't know, like, I don't know what it is, but it, for some reason that connects with our brains, and like, that's, you know, it's a, makes for a catchy hook on a song, and
yeah,
and easy to sing along with and everything else, and but yeah, it's fun. But yeah, both these songs you shared with me, both are a lot of fun. Like I said, a lot of that high energy kind of punk, you know, making one jump around and have a good time. And but you also did a live acoustic tune, which
yeah.
I thought was fun. I always like this. I was a fan of hearing more of stripped down acoustic stuff on the show, and I think it's always kind of fun to hear how these songs start. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of these, it seems like a lot of people start whether a piano or an acoustic guitar, mm-hmm. or something like that, and like, so it's kind of fun to hear how it started in the basement or whatever to where,
yeah,
where it became the record and stuff. And anything you want to share around Let This Go?
Yeah, so this song, the acoustic song on here, that was exactly what you said, man. I sit in my basement and I have this acoustic guitar at home, and most nights I go to bed early and I wake up early. I like to get a lot of sleep, but usually before I go to bed, I go downstairs. If I haven't went to the studio already that day, I go downstairs and kind of just hack away. And this just kind of came to me a little bit, and it's really, the lyrics are kind of just a letter to myself to like remind myself to let go of these things, you know, all these things that we kind of keep in our mind, and we can get wrapped up into what other people think about us so much. And in all reality, if you let that go, like, it's very freeing, and living in the moment is really something that we forget a lot about. So
find a place to quiet down. You'll never find your happiness if you try to measure up to what these people think of you. You gotta take a chance, or you'll never really know. Up. We can always be so counterproductive. What matters is you get back up every single time you fall. I'll be right there to lift you up. You gotta take a chance, or you never really know. Take a chance, or you never really know. You gotta let it go, you gotta let this. Let it go.
And it's actually, I say it in the song, but it's very counterproductive when we just are getting so wrapped up in beating ourselves up or what other people think, that we're not actually focusing on the things that we want to, that we want to see happen in reality, which is also, which is the lyric in another song. But like, you know, so yeah, that's just kind of like a letter to my, a lot of these songs are really just like letters to myself to remind myself to let things go or focus on the right thing or follow some kind of dream or something like that.
Yeah, man. Very cool. Well, like I said, come on out to the show on the 22nd and hear all these songs with live full band. And then, of course, we'll be able to hear Right Quick as well. And I'm sure you'll be releasing some more singles along the way. So you can follow what you got, Facebook and you said Bandcamp. And
Yeah. So I've been posting everything through just my personal accounts on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. But yeah, if you follow Wes Hoffman on Spotify, that's where everything, and weshoffman.bandcamp.com, that's where everything will be released. And yeah, I'll probably put out one more single before we release like the whole six songs. But I would think that that'll be out later this spring, like probably April and May, we'll have the whole thing done and
nice.
Maybe do another show to like really celebrate that and get some CDs made and stuff too.
Very cool. Yeah, man. Well, you mentioned Tonight Alive, and you just recently had them on your podcast, and I mentioned how we kind of sort of started connecting through podcasting and stuff. I became a fan of your show, and I think I first started taking notice to Strange House with maybe with the story that won the first Story of the Year one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it was recorded at the Ready Room.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I've been listening, and I enjoy your show. And I, like I said, I listened to your episode, your most recent one with Tonight Alive.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun to hear that. But I was kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit about how you got involved
sure.
in podcasting and stuff.
Sure. So Strange House started with my good friend Corey Smale from Strange Donuts. We just wanted to do a podcast together, and literally, I mean, it's been 3.5 years now since we started that podcast. So we started doing it for the first few episodes, it was just he and I talking about Strange and Treehouse and what was going on at the time. And we talked to a lot of local people here in St. Louis about different business owners, Kevin Limp from Four Hands, Steve Ewing. We had Ted Drews on at one point. And then we started venturing into a little bit more of the bands and stuff like that. The Story So Far, which is a huge, I mean, they're really well known now, but they were, at the time, they were kind of still climbing, and we connected with them and did a podcast with them. And Knuckle Puck is another band, pop punk band, that we connected with early on. And it was really Warp Tour of 2016 that we got to do the St. Louis date and interview a bunch of bands, and we did like 10 interviews right away, and it was super fun. We interviewed Less Than Jake, Knuckle Puck came back, Jordan from Like Pacific, I'm trying to think of who else, we interviewed a few more younger bands, and it was awesome, and we had such a fun time doing it. We were there the whole day, and then that kind of, like I said, you know, spiraled off into let's do more bands, let's do more music festivals and stuff like that. So Corey and I went on a bunch of trips. We went to Atlanta this past year in 2017. We went to Dallas. We went to Chicago one time for MXPX and Bayside. We did a social media workshop. So kind of, you know, just our partnership as friends turned into so much more than we ever thought it would be. And really the workshop, Strange House workshop that we did was what pushed us off into the punk rock world even more. we had Mike Herrera from MXPX come out and be our guest speaker for that. So that kind of built the foundation of, hey, we want to talk to more people like Mike who are entrepreneurs, who are making a living for themselves, who are doing music, kind of, like I said, beating, they're positive, but they're beating, marching to the beat of their own drum type thing. And now we've had so many people help us. Hopeless Records has been huge, and I mean, we've probably interviewed every band on their label.
Nice.
They've just, every time we ask, they say yes. And there's a company called Big Picture Media up in New York that they represent a lot of the bands like Neck Deep and Newfound Glory and stuff like that, and they're always really helpful with any bands that come through here to connect us with them too. So it's like you said, I think Corey and I both love to have conversations with people, and we had these really deep conversations with each other back during that time. That's always kind of been what our friendship is about. So it's been cool to see how that's like spiraled off into a different path, and we're just gonna keep it alive and keep going and meeting more people. And I have met so many awesome people through that podcast that, you know, no matter where I go now, if I go to Chicago or Kansas City, I meet people. If I go to a show where maybe a band that we've had on the podcast is playing, like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, you know, I feel like wherever I go, I have friends, and that's really kind of the life that I wanted to, that I've always wanted to build, and that I've always wanted to have. And it feels like anytime I go to a punk show, I know somebody.
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
That you can find Strange House on iTunes.
And, on iTunes. Yeah, we're just on iTunes and Podomatic, and it's The Strange House. And then I have my own podcast too that I've been doing for 3 years now called, I just rebranded it. It's called Wes Hoffman with Friends. And I'm actually going to have you be a guest here in a minute with Turn the Tables on You. But I've been doing that for a while. And at first it was just talking to people. You know, it was called Treehouse Lifestyle Podcast. And I've just kind of changed it up because now I have so many more friends kind of outside of St. Louis, you know, Kansas City, Chicago, Dallas, and even some people that are in bands that I want to have on the podcast that I want to share with just everybody too. So check both those out. They're both on iTunes and Podomatic. Wes Hoffman with Friends and The Strange House.
Yeah, man. Do you have any advice for somebody looking to start a podcast or anything? Like, I mean, like, is there anything certain particular thing you learned along the way so far? Pass along.
Yeah. I mean, I would say just with anything is, just jump in, you know, just start doing it. A lot of the bands that we've gotten, we just asked.
Right.
And it's funny because a lot of these bands, a lot of these artists, now I think podcasts are more popular, but a couple of years ago, they had never done podcasts. You know, they were like, oh, this is our, you know, who are you guys? The Strange House? Like, oh yeah, well, this is cool. Like, we've never done a podcast before. This is awesome. And, you know, now we talk to them and it's a couple years around, they're like, oh yeah, well, I've done several now, you know? And, but what was interesting to me about that, and this also goes for like music when I was a kid, was like, I was never afraid to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. So, you know, every time, even when I wanted to get shows of the Creepy Crawl, I would see that one of my favorite bands was coming through and I would email the owner of the club and I would say, hey, do you guys have an opening band? If not, then like, we want to play, and I promise, like, I'll work my ass off to like get people there,
right.
You know. And at the first, for a while, they were kind of like, you know, you might get turned down, but if you stick with it, then people will eventually, it's like, start paying attention to you, and you'll get what you want, you know. So don't be afraid to ask, and just start, you know. Even with this music, like, if I don't just put it out and start going, and there's so many limits within our minds that we can create, but that's been the hardest part for me, just in life in general, with whether it's business or podcasting or music or whatever, is just, you have these thoughts of, am I, should I be doing this, am I good enough, can I make this happen? And like, I will tell you, you are, and you can, and like, you know what I mean? So just try, just jump in and do it.
I just went to that Stuart Smalley from SNL.
Yeah,
And gosh darn it, people like
me. It's true, yeah, it's, man, true,
for,
you know.
No, for sure, yeah. As goofy as that character was and that bit, but it's all that stuff goes a long way, man. Like,
it does.
It's positive reinforcement, so. But yeah, man, well, like I said, I love the podcast, and I appreciate what you're doing also with... For music, and then I guess with Wes Hoffman and Friends and everything, just shine a little light on the city and everything else, and punk music. And but yeah, is there a certain band? Yeah, like I said, you've gotten some real big ones on there on the show. Is there any certain one you've been still trying to get that you had?
Yeah, right now I'm trying to get A Day to Remember.
Yeah,
It's because they're coming into town next week, and I've been hitting them up, but they're playing Shavitz Arena, sure. You know, it's a little bit bigger, but
yeah, some of those bands are tricky to nail down, especially if they're coming through for the day and stuff like
that. Right, yeah, and they do meet and greets and stuff like that. I mean, we've done, but most of the time that they can work it in, you know, and we've built up a big enough roster of these people that that they see, oh, well, you know, if we mention a band, you know, people might think that name dropping is cheesy or whatever like that, but the music industry kind of works that way. If you say, hey, we've had Mike from MXPX on or JT from Hawthorne Heights on, that person that you're talking to probably knows who that is, and they're like, oh, well, if Mike did it or JT did it, I'll do it, you know? Sure. I would say A Day to Remember is one. Propagandi is coming through. I want to try to get them on. I've got a couple messages out to them too. So, I've actually emailed with Henry Rollins a couple of times too.
All right.
To try to get him on, but it's like you said, he has a routine where you know, he wants to work out when he comes, you know, every day, and I think it's hard for him to break out of his routine sometimes. So, Henry, if you hear this podcast, we'd love to have you on the Strange House.
I'm the same way. There's a couple of bands and a couple of people I've been trying to wear down, and eventually hopefully get them on the show, but
you will.
It's tricky sometimes to get your schedules all to align and everything, make it all happen, but yeah, man, hopefully Henry will do the show eventually.
Yeah, I hope so.
It'll be very interesting to listen to.
That was like one of our like bucket list, you know, lifetime guests when we first kind of got into the punk rock world. It's you know, and it's the same thing with Mike Herrera, who's been on the show like several times now. We just reached out and said, would you want to do the podcast? And he said, yeah. And I've sent Henry a couple of emails. And
it was Henry, wasn't it, on a Jackass skit when he was like driving that Hummer across the desert, and Steve-O's getting a tattoo.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure that was it. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, like Steve-O's in the back of this like Hummer getting a tattoo, and it's like a smiley face, and it's like so messed up because
Bumpy.
Yeah, and like because they're like doing like, you know, 100 across this like desert bumps and all this stuff, and like so I'm pretty sure Henry's driving it or something. Like,
you know what, it's cool, man, and it goes along with what I was saying is how accessible some of these people are. I have asked Henry a couple of times and he's always emailed back and said like, you know, I would love to, sure, but I can't. And
at least you get a response.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think that's really cool. And
yeah.
Now he has his own podcast, Henry and Heidi. I haven't listened to it yet, but I need to. I actually, you know, it's sad to say, I do two of my own podcasts, but I don't listen to very many other. You know, I listen to Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss and a couple others every once in a while, but you know, just for like some motivation. But I go back and forth. I'll go I listen to This American Life and stuff like that.
Sure.
I go on long stints where I listen to nothing but podcasts, and like now I'm just, for the last year, I've just been on a phase of like nothing but music.
All right.
So,
what was the one that inspired you to want to do your own though? Were you listening to a bunch then at that time? And
I think so. I have listened to quite a few of Mike Herrera's podcasts. I've listened to Joe Rogan. I've listened to a lot of Joe Rogan in the past, and Tim Ferriss too. Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, he also does a podcast. He's been a guest on ours too, and I really liked what they were doing, and I was kind of like, well, you know, we can get people to share some interesting stuff, you know, if we could just get a chance to talk to them. So,
yeah, well, very cool. I'm kind of the same way. Like I don't listen to a lot of the bigger ones, but I do listen to a lot of comedy ones. And most of the people are friends of mine that I've met through comedy, just, you know, coming through the Funny Bone and stuff. And but the more of the podcasts I listen to today are all just friends of mine and stuff doing shows. Like I don't listen to a ton of the bigger, you know, Joe Rogan or WTF or
sure.
So it's just never connected for me as much as I do with some of the other ones. So.
Yeah. It is a little. I think sometimes it's cool to listen to ones that where you know the person, it's kind of like, oh man, my friend Chris has a podcast called Pubcast Worldwide, and he travels a lot and talks to people who in the brewery scene and craft beer scene. And I listen to some of his podcasts. They're pretty cool and entertaining. So it also depends on the guest for me, too.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins has been on Tim Ferriss's podcast a couple times. And the thing I like about Tim Ferriss is he has these people like that you normally wouldn't. Oh, The Nerdist is another one that I listen to.
Just recently changed their name now, though.
They did?
Yeah.
To what?
It's the idiot as ID10 or whatever.
Oh, I don't know if I like that as much.
Yeah, I don't know why, what the branding change. I started listening to the episode and wasn't able to finish it, but yeah, I'm a big fan of Chris Hardwick and all those
guys. Oh, I actually met him at Strange Donuts once. Yeah. Yes. He came through after he did like stand up.
Yeah.
He was the nicest guy ever. I have that picture somewhere. It was so cool. It was like, he's such a great guy.
He named his last tour ID10 tour, and he, but yeah, he, I don't know, something like that's the way they now it's renamed, rebranded the show. It's not Nerdist Podcast anymore. I guess it was some probably to separate the actual Nerdist brand and the podcast or something, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah.
I one thing I liked about their podcast is one thing I liked about his podcast were the guests that he had. I mean, he had Tom Hanks and Will Ferrell, sure. And like, it's interesting to hear those people and what they would what they have to say, and especially with him, you know, he's a TV show host and talk show host and stuff, like and a comic, so of course they're going to be a little bit funny, but I like to hear the story behind who people are, mm-hmm. and how did you get to where you were, and how did you start to be doing what you're doing?
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, I love that show, and it's also inspiring and like kind of setting a benchmark, because he's got like, I think they're in 900s now or something like that.
Yeah, so,
like,
you know, it's crazy.
He's been at it for a while, and so it's like it's kind of helps me keep driving to hopefully get to that level and stuff. And
yeah, so for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, again, get involved with everything Wes Hoffman online. Follow along on Spotify and Bandcamp. Check out those songs. Like I said, Follow Your Heart is available now everywhere. And click download. Don't grab that song until you get the rest of the record. And come on out to Pat Conley Tavern on March 22nd. At 6:30, $5 to get you in. Pick up cold herb and chestnut beverage, and come listen to some good positive punk tunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, man, I appreciate you doing this, and
it's been
a lot
you.
Of fun getting to hang out, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for doing what you do.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, Wes. See you, man.
See ya.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.